If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who worships at the altar of glam, Aaron. And with me is the guy who's eating pickled radishes, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, what a good week. Fun week.
I was like, man, maybe we made a mistake, Jay. Maybe we should have did the sports month.
I don't know. Just because this one was good doesn't mean the rest of them would have been good.
Yeah, we don't know. It could have been. Who knows?
Could have been. The best sports month we've ever had.
Dare say... Is this the best sports anime we've covered, Jay?
It's up there for sure. I need to see the list of all the sports anime we've done, but this one
is it better than Bamboo really Blade, good. Jay?
For sure, 100%.
Wow, how dare you, Jay? I love Bamboo Blade. Remember the chick had the dual kendo sticks? That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Wasn't one of them shorter than the other?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because one of them has to be like the offhand one.
Yeah.
Shorter. Remember, there's classics, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Such as Free.
Oh, is it better than Free? Yeah, we watched like, what, 2 seasons of that.
Yeah, is it better than Haikyuu? I'd put it really close to Haikyuu. It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good. I mean,
there's more Haikyuu, so...
That we need to cover?
No. There's more Haikyuu. There's more episodes of Haikyuu.
More episodes. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, as, like, a quality standpoint, this definitely, they stand together.
Yeah. And what anime are we talking about, Jay?
The Play Soccer or Die classic, Blue Lock.
Play Soccer or Don't classic. And do you have the synopsis, Jay?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Crunchyroll. So Japan's desire for World Cup glory leads the Japanese Football Association to launch a new rigorous training program to find the national team's next striker. 300 high school players are pitted against each other for the position, but only one will come out on top. Who among them will be the striker to usher in a new era of Japanese soccer?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, ready for some facts?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this anime is a 2022 sports thriller anime. It's created by Muneyuki Kaneshiro, and he wrote As the Gods Will. This was directed by Tetsuaki Watanabe. He directed Powerful Pro Yaku. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Powerful Pro?
Powerful Pro Yaku. It's like an old series. Like, if I showed you, I didn't know it by name, but if I showed you the character, you'd be like, okay, I know what that is.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
You have to show me.
Yeah, he did like a remake anime a couple years ago. The studio was 8-Bit, and they did That Time I Was Reincarnated as a Slime, Encouragement to Climb, and the upcoming Season 3 of Laid Back Camp. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The opening is Chaos Reigns by Unison Soundgarden. And the second OP is Judgment by Ash the Hero. The ending is Winner by Shugo Nakamura. And the second ending is Numbers Like Numbness Like Ginger by Unison Soundgarden.
Is Unison Soundgarden the people that did the ballroom opening?
Yes. They also did the opening to Blood Battle Blockade Beyond. And they also did the ending song to the first season of that. Did the opening for the second season, and then the ending for the first.
I'm sure they've done other
things. They've done a lot of crap, yeah.
They might have been on My Hero as well, right?
I believe so.
Soundgarden?
Yeah. They're very
popular choice.
The Yuuzhan Soundgarden did that blood battle blockade ending where they're all dancing and stuff. The one that I really
Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite openings of all time.
Endings?
Yeah, endings. Same thing. What is AJ? Every new beginning is some other beginning's end, right?
Yes.
Closing time?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's close enough.
Closing time.
What do you think of the music, Jay?
Music is great in this one.
Yeah. Man,
there's a lot of like eerie music. It's really good.
Yeah, and then openings and endings are all really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed all of them.
I think, I don't know how many openings of the year we have in contention right now. It seems kind of slim pickings, if I can't think of one off the top of my head right now.
Yeah.
But the second opening, man, that one's so good. It's so dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That second opening, this whole anime has like a tinge of Danganronpa. We've mentioned Danganronpa all the time in this podcast, but man, this one for sure has a lot of like...
A lot in the eyes.
Yes.
Eyes and character design, like completely. I had to go look it up. I was like...
Art design as well.
Yeah, I had to go look it up because I was like, did the Danganronpa guy like draw this?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. So it's just a weird coincidence.
And it has to be like somewhat inspired by it because trapped. Well, they're not trapped, but like they're locked, literally locked in.
Well,
and
to dip into like the general for a bit, this feels like a death game, like 100%. And that's when I love it. That's when I really liked it the most. Like, I didn't like it when they were playing. I mean, I liked it when they were playing soccer, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they played like the little games, I really like that. I really like, oh, here's the game of tag. I wish that there was more of that in this series.
To like eliminate one person.
Well, that and just like, I don't know, just like little fun games that have to do with like the basics of soccer.
Yeah.
I would have really liked. I did like the 3-on-3 matches. Those were really fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-on-3 and 2-on-2s were really, really fun. I liked them way more than the 11-on-11s.
Yeah. The 11-on-11 is definitely, with all the characters, a lot of people just get drowned out and you don't see much.
Yeah, but it was so really cool to see, like, the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And then for multimedia, Jay, there's the manga. There's the movie about Nagi coming out. Nagi's the white haired dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One with Ryo. His friend is Ryo.
Yeah. And there's gonna be a stage play as well.
What the hell? How do you do the stage play with it?
And then finally some little fun facts I have for you. Season 2 has already been announced.
Oh my god, yes.
Right.
I was gonna ask you because I definitely want a second season.
Yeah, it was announced right after season 1 ended.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool. And then there was also a World Cup collaboration because this anime was airing as the World Cup was airing. Funny enough. So I forget. I think it was Adidas made the Japanese kit. And if you looked at the Japanese kit, it was really cool because it was blue. It was blue and had like origami patterns all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really nice. And then they basically commissioned that author and then another one to make art. Like their characters wearing the Japanese kit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So pretty cool. And it's funny that a lot of people, because I don't know if you remember, Japan did really good getting to the top 16. If you remember or not, I don't know if you were Keeping an eye on the World Cup.
I usually do. I don't remember too much of how well Japan did specifically.
But they ended up losing in the round of 16.
Mm.
Because of the lack of a striker, which is pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and so dipping into the general, Jay, I really love how they describe in the beginning why Japanese are so good at baseball versus why they're not so good
mm-hmm.
in soccer. And the idea right. of, like, baseball, you have to work as a unit.
Yeah.
And that's why,
like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Whereas soccer is more of, like, an egoist sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no room for, like yeah, there is team play, but no one in Japan, stands out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you want to, you could just do everything yourself.
I thought it was...
ignore everybody else.
I thought it was really funny when he was like... did you know all of the players they named in there, Jay?
Most of them.
The famous players?
I think the one that they idolize is fake.
Oh, is it? That's funny.
Yeah.
But I know when they mentioned Ronaldo, and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, they they don't have any World Cup wins. I was like, well, this is old. This dates that. Right, because it was Argentina that won, right? Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Messi has a.
Oh, is it Messi? Oh, Messi's Argentinian. What's Ronaldo? Is he Spanish?
He's a. God dang it.
Yeah, I should know this.
Portugal.
Oh, okay. So it's Messi. Messi's the one.
I believe it. Portugal's the one that speaks Portuguese, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Jay. Portugal speaks Portuguese, right? Yeah, pretty sure. But yeah, Argentina. Oh, so that's Messi. Okay, I always get them mm-hmm. confused. I'm not a big soccer guy. I just know those are two. Like, what's the one in the American League? Is that Messi?
Messi. Well, I think he did play in the American League, but.
Who plays
he's more known for being in the Spanish league.
Yeah, La Liga?
Mm-hmm. No, like Spain league.
Oh, La Liga is...
Is that one the Spain
German?
One?
I don't know. We're just...
I don't know.
Throwing out names. Show you how much I know about.
I'm pretty sure Messi was famous for being on Barcelona, I believe.
Yeah. But I think it's me. Messi who's on... He's on like Florida FC now or whatever the hell.
He might be. That's what usually happens when like a team when Messi's somebody big like Messi is like winding down their career, they'll come to the United States.
Isn't that like a Beckham, right? Didn't Beckham do that?
Beckham was on LA
Galaxy.
LA Galaxy.
Yeah. Didn't he like dominate for like 1 or 2 years and then retired?
I believe so. I think he's like part owner of LA Galaxy now.
Oh, is he? That's pretty funny.
He might be. I'm not 100% sure.
All right, Jay. General thoughts? You have any?
Dipping back into like this anime reminded me of like Danganronpa, but like the ending, the way that it looks is definitely like a Danganronpa like opening. Mm-hmm. You know, like in the games. And I especially see it like with like the banners and stuff with like people's names and all that.
Right.
It's very interesting, and it was fun like seeing things that they have in common.
Yeah, that's what I had like again we talked about it a little bit earlier, but had that eerie feeling that I was like, man, this has to be like either Danganronpa inspired or
right,
even like drawn by the Danganronpa guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun. Really, I mean, we'll get into art more, but all the character designs are really fun.
Yeah, and they're very distinct.
Also reminds me a lot of Danganronpa. Just like really fun character designs. And what sucks is like we get the best designs at the end.
I know. And you know, speaking of designs, you know how at the end of the anime they introduce all the teams of five, right?
Right.
It's teams of five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? And there's like, they show, like, obviously they show some new characters and stuff that we haven't seen. But I was curious as to, like, the first episode when, like, they first walk into the room with all the people, if any of those people that we've never seen before were there. And they were.
Oh, really? Really? That's so funny.
Yeah, the one that made me want to check is there's a guy that looks like he has, like, pom-pom hair, and he's, like, biting his thumb. I was like, I'm pretty sure that guy was, like, in the opening episode, the first episode. And I checked, and yep, he was right there.
That's so funny. Well, because they're so distinct, too.
There's one character that they mentioned in the first episode that I don't think we've seen yet. Oh, it's, wow. Like, the tallest Japanese character or something. I don't know if he's in that team of five yet.
No, maybe not.
Maybe he lost.
It's not the guy with the long legs?
No.
Daddy Glam so Legs?
He kind of looks like Boro, but taller.
Right. I'm trying to think of any other... Man, so what I really liked as well is how well this anime plays on expectations and how they subverts them.
Right.
Like, man, like with the 2-on-2 with Bato and what's the character's name, Jay? Do you remember?
The short one that had like the little backstory?
Yeah.
And where is he?
But anyway, that character, like you're conditioned.
Narahaya?
Yeah.
Narahaya.
So you're conditioned to like expect like, oh, this selfish player, they're gonna not pick him and they're gonna pick, you know, their teammate or whatever. And they even do like a really good job of like setting it up to where, you know, Narahaya, it shows his backstory where like his parents are dead and he has like five siblings that he needs to take care of.
They're surviving on their sister's free meals.
I know. They're just, oh my God. They're just broke.
Yeah.
And then they have that, she also has that really, what was that eraser? What did it say? In the dub, it didn't.
It said like,
it's like a good luck.
Oh, it was just like good luck and the best player is you and stuff like that. Oh,
that's cute.
Just like little cute little psych messages.
Yeah, right. And then they knock him out. And they even set it up as like the main character even tells him, or him, Naruhaya has the conversation with the main character where he goes, you know, it's not, you know, the one who's going to get picked isn't going to be me or you. And I freaking like that. That was like, oh, like obviously they're going to pick him. And then no, they don't.
Yeah. They do like all these, it's like a bunch of like, almost like set up to like make you believe that like, oh, they're gonna pick him
we're conditioned in sports anime to like, oh, maybe they lose like one, like maybe, but you always you know, overcome adversity. But usually like that first loss is usually like, okay, this is the springboard to like, now they're not gonna lose again,
right?
Because even make that, there's that whole trope in the anime where the redhead, not the redhead dude, they call him Bob Cut. What's the guy with the monster?
Bachira.
Bachira, yeah, because Bachira even makes that thing of like, oh, come and get me back. And then and even the main character goes like, you know, I'm never gonna lose again, and then he loses again.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, all right, that's pretty cool. That's kind of neat.
The thing is, like, they're like starting to like more like the game for like them learning and progressing rather than like being sulky and stuff.
Right.
So they're like more like learning now.
And
it's pretty interesting.
I was gonna say, I really don't like the group that the main character ended up in the end. I much vastly prefer the group he was on before he lost.
Yeah.
With Nagi and redhead princess dude.
Yeah. Chigiri.
Yeah. And then, man, and Bato. because Bato's really cool. The freaking the Bato in the 4v4, right? Is that it was? Yeah.
No, I think it was in the 3-on-3. Where are you talking about the game
his
where
backstory.
They pretty much ignored him?
Yeah, was it the 3v3? I thought it was the 4v4.
Yeah.
Oh, was it 3v3? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, his backstory was like super cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, doing like a really cool subversion where he's like, oh, maybe, you know, I need to be a team player and pass the ball.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, right. And it just goes like full.
I'd rather die.
That's so cool. His like black lightning.
Yeah.
Is super like, cool. Oh, God. I really love, I really wish they would have did it more. But what's the main character's name, Jay?
Isagi.
Hey, Isagi. I really wish that Isagi, they did it more often where whenever he would devour somebody's skill, his like color would change, like his aura. They did it a few times. They did it with...
Bachirid's had like a few color changes.
Yeah, so...
With his eyes specifically.
Oh, yeah, his eyes look so dope.
Mm-hmm.
But with Naruhaya, right? That was his name? The poor
guy that
kid?
Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, the poor kid, yeah.
The poor kid. He like... Because his aura was like orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then for like a split second when the main character like did his move to go around him. For like a second or so, you see like an orange flicker.
Mm.
It was like so cool. Like I wish it would have been like in through all of them.
Yeah, that would have been dope. If it was like a combination of all the colors or something.
Right. Oh. And then, what's his name? The prodigy dude. His aura is like the original blue. Before
what's his name? What is his name? Ren?
You tell me, Jay. I have no idea. There's too many damn characters in this anime.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Ren.
Yeah.
The baby brother of the red hair superstar.
Yeah.
Maybe not baby brother, but younger brother.
Younger brother. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
As a younger brother, Jay, I can attest it's the same thing. Anyway, Jay. Yeah, I really like this anime, Jay. It's pretty fun. Pretty good.
Yeah. Super cool.
Do you have anything other general you want to mention, Jay?
Man, you know what? I'm super excited for this second season because there's a character that popped up that I did not think was going to make it to the top five of any team, but it was the
bald dude,
the shrine guy.
Yeah, bro, I can't wait to see how he leveled up because he looked like mean.
He looked like a monster.
Yeah, he looked like a jerk. So I'm like very excited to see, and I don't think we saw him in the shorts pick a team.
No. So, man, I really enjoyed those shorts too, man. Those were so cool.
I think all of them are like real funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the maid Bato one. That was like really good.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna sleep tonight like the glam dude.
Yeah, jump into bed. trying to think. Oh, the other really cute one was the other when after he had they lost the 4v4.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Bato was like, yeah, why are these socks on the floor? And it's like, oh. And Nagi's like, I hate going to go eat by myself.
And then all right.
Shigure, I can't remember what his was.
Like, he couldn't find his bandages.
Oh, yeah. And it was like, all the...
It was all Isagi's stuff that he used to do.
No. That was so sad. What a cute group. That group was so...
I know, right?
Man, did they add the eyebrow guy, right? Is that who it was? They got the oh no, it wasn't the eyebrow. Who did they get?
Who did they get?
It was two people that we've already seen before too.
It wasn't was it Nico and the eyeglasses guy?
Yeah.
Was it them?
Yes. Yes. I know the eyeglasses guy was one of them. The stupid guy.
Yeah, like The dumb guy with glasses.
Yeah.
And Nico.
Gosh, dang.
Nico, the guy that where you can't see his eyes. I love that guy. He's so cool.
Trying to think. Anything else, Jay, before you move on?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. So art and cinematography. Man.
Art's super cool.
It is so hard to pick a favorite character design in this anime.
We were talking about earlier, but the guy with the rainbow hair at the end.
Pablo?
Pablo?
Pablo or Paulo? I think it's Pablo.
Man, I have to like scroll all the way down.
All the way down. Yeah, I'm pretty sure his name's Pablo.
Let's see, where is it? Team World. Yeah, Pablo.
Yeah, Pablo. From Argentina?
Yeah, doesn't look Argentinian, but...
What do you mean? All Argentinians have rainbow hair, Jay.
Fancy rainbow hair.
Yeah, it's like oil slick.
It's like an oil slick rainbow.
Yeah, like an oily rainbow. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, hey, he looks just like Nagi. And then you see the rainbow effect on his hair. And I was like, oh, that's so freaking cool. A lot of the... man, and again, we get to see like the coolest designs at the end. Like, right. There's the guy who, his name's like Ryu something, but he was the one who knocked out, the hero guy. And this one was talking hella crap.
Superhero dude.
Yeah. And, he has
Kunigami.
Yeah. And he has a really dope design.
I feel like his is like super over the top.
That's why I love it. I love, give me a shonen anime that has like over the top character design.
He has like blonde eyelashes and his hair is a different color.
His hair is like three different colors. He's so cool. He's like a Yu-Gi-Oh character.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, him. There's like the other tan guy as well, and he kind of looks like the fire gym leader from Sun and Moon.
Fire gym leader?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think so. Isn't he Elite Four?
No. He's like one of the challenge people. The totems or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the brown surfer dude character.
Right.
With the red and whatever hair. Red and yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
You fight him on the volcano.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, very cool. That design, awesome. And what sucks is, like, everyone else is, like, better designed than our main cast as well.
I know, right?
Except for maybe Monster Guy.
Oh, yeah. He has cool hair.
Yes, he's super cool.
Bakura?
Yeah, Bakura.
Bachira?
It is Bachira. Bachira. Then you have any... who's your favorite character design, Jam?
Man, I love Bachira. He might be my favorite design and favorite...
Oh, he's so cool.
He's my favorite character. Design... I'd have to look at everybody, but I don't know.
Pablo's pretty cool.
He's super cool.
The dude from Brazil, also really cool looking.
Oh, Silva? Dada Silva?
Yeah. That guy also looks super dope. Cool. Trying to think. Any cinematography?
Are all the international people, they were all under 20?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Dang.
Except for the British dude.
The English dude looked like an adult.
That's what I was going to say.
Has their ages on here. Adam Blake, that's his name.
I don't think it has
see how old he is.
Any information on there, does it?
Oh, he's 26, so
he's an adult, yeah. Yeah, only the one was 17.
Yeah.
The French? No, not the French guy.
Yeah, French dude.
Was he French?
Yeah, the super fast young guy?
Yeah.
He's French.
Who was the other white guy then?
So let me see. So Pablo's Argentina. You're talking about Leonardo.
Was he Italian?
Leonardo was Spain.
Oh, Spain. Yeah, same thing. Close enough.
Yep.
You've been to one European country. You've been to them all, right, Jay? You've been.
I've been to both to Spain and Italy.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. One just speaks Spanish, the other just speaks Italian. Right, Jay, got any cinematography?
Man, there's a whole bunch of like eye stuff that I really enjoy. The swirly eyes are super cool whenever they pop up.
Yeah, the good old Danganronpa swirly eyes.
Yeah. There's one thing that's like kind of funny is like the CG that they use for like for long lens.
It felt long so lens out of place.
It looks so slow compared to like, well, I guess like the actual anime is kind of slow because there's so much dialogue that they talk,
right?
Or inner monologue.
But it looks so slow when they're like jogging.
Yeah, it looks like they're made of molasses or something.
But like the on the field view. It's like lightning fast.
Yeah, it's super things cool. Things just happening. Like, especially like with like Bachira's like dribbling. I was like, oh my god, that looks so cool. And then I think Leonardo's the one that also has like fast dribbling on the international team.
Oh man, even like Nagi's control. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember when like Bachira is dribbling and he like toss it like behind himself and catches it like on his neck. That was like really cool.
Oh yeah, I was like, there's no way that we got to find a clip of somebody doing that in an actual game.
Gosh dang it, so cool.
There was one move that I know is somebody that has done. It was that scorpion kick that Gagamaru did.
Uh huh.
That happened in real life.
That's so funny.
But it was a goalkeeper that did it.
Really?
Interesting enough. Yeah. He blocked the shot using that scorpion kick.
Oh my god. That's so cool.
I gotta show you. It's like pretty nuts.
And then there's one of my favorite anytime it comes up is like the puzzle motif of this anime.
Oh yeah.
Just like the different puzzle pieces, like either
it's like rebuilding. He's like always rebuilding himself.
Yeah. This deconstructing and rebuilding. It's like so cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jay. Characters.
And they do despair really well as well.
Another Danganronpa-ism.
Mm-hmm.
all right, Jay. Characters.
There's a lot of them.
There's a crap ton of characters. I don't know if we want to talk about all of them, but. Well, okay, so we got to talk about
Isagi.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
He's really tight. He's cool as a sports protagonist. Well, sports protagonist. Oh, actually, real quick, before we get to characters, I do want to say one thing. This anime does a really good job of playing both sides.
Right.
Like we get to like we're in like everybody's head.
Mm-hmm.
Even the enemy team. And that's really cool. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they like see like the main character in his squad like dominating, and then like we see through the other character's eyes how like terrifying they are.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. I just seen this which really reminds me of like I seen this post on Instagram the other day that was like how the Marines see the Straw Hat Pirates.
And oh, yeah.
And it was like, you know, like they're all like colorful and goofy, and then they sit down for a meeting and it's like all dark. And like they have like a dark aura around them.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like I could imagine like if you're like not on the Straw Hat side, like how terrifying they are, especially with like how strong Luffy is. Anyway, the little tangent. Yeah, I really like how he's a really cool sports protagonist. Like he's really good, but he's still learning a lot as well. Yeah. So, like, it's a very good way to get the audience in to it. Mm-hmm. That he doesn't start off as, like, a genius, at least.
Right.
He's, like, pretty decent at it and then gets better over time.
You know, it's another, like, Danganronpa, like, esque thing is everybody has, like, a special skill.
I thought you were going to say, I think he has a cowlick, and I was like, I didn't even notice that.
Does cool. he?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. But I hope. I think I would have noticed he had a cowlick. It would have been pretty neat. Anyway, sorry, Jay, didn't mean to get on that tangent. Yeah, how do you feel about the main character, Jay?
He's super cool. And another, like, playing the both sides, I really like that, like, we're rooting for him, but he's also kind of, like, a jerk and, like, I guess an egoist, right, is what they call it in the show. And so, like, he's kind of, like, a bad guy and a good guy. Like, everybody is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's, like, it's really interesting that, like, everybody thinks in a selfish way in this show.
Man,
it's super cool.
That dude that betrayed him, that wasn't cool.
Oh, first Kyung? Of all,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, he deserved to get
his. And, you know, poo-poo on the twins for, like, outing him.
Uh-huh.
Because that should have been, like, his backup plan. Been like, oh, well, you know, crap happens.
Yeah.
And he would none have been none the wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he literally should have just been, like, better at cheating. And, yeah, because I was like...
He didn't make it through, did he? To the five teams?
He might have. I don't remember.
Man, I need to rewatch the scene to see who
made it.
Who's who. Because yeah, there was like three teams where we didn't know anybody.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Three of the seven.
Yeah.
But man, he... I don't know. That was so annoying. I wouldn't even forgive him even for doing that foul at the end.
I don't know.
No, you rat.
He did save the game.
Though. Yeah. Bachila, right?
Sorry, next. Yeah, Bachila's super cool.
Man, you know, I really love his backstory. I think he's like my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and Bato, I have my favorite backstories.
Mm-hmm.
But man, his backstory with his mom telling him, like, basically about the monster.
Right.
And how it's also implied she has one herself that, yes, like, causes her to paint.
Paint.
That's mm-hmm. so freaking cool. And we get that really dope picture, like, that dope, like, giant painting she was doing.
Yeah.
And it's looks
like super eerie.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of dark swirls, and then you can see eyes.
Yeah.
In it. Like, so, like, you don't, it doesn't even, like, point them out, which is, again, really fun.
Yeah, and you can say that it might not even be eyes, but it definitely looks like some sort of, like, shadow monster.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in the chaos, it looks like a shadow monster. It's so cool. And, again, his story of, like, breaking free from the monster and stuff is, like, really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
Man.
And then his eyes go, like, yellow-black.
Oh, that's so cool. Once
he breaks free.
So
it looks super, super neat.
Damn. Who's next, Jim?
Is there anybody else in Team Z that you want to talk about? Maybe Chigiri?
Chigiri?
He also has, like, a backstory. And
yeah, his with leg. His knee. You know...
It's funny, I asked my wife, I was like, is this your story, Nancy? You hurt your leg and you're too afraid?
Like, what'd she say? No, whatever.
She said, no, it was a different injury.
Gosh dang it.
Because
he tore his UCL?
Something like, he tore one of his muscles.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was this. I know, and I know it was this. It must have been either Haikyuu. Or another one where somebody got hurt and had to do rehab. And because I remember making the point, like, because I've had sports injuries in my knee before. Mm-hmm. And I've felt that feeling where, like, you can't trust your body.
Right.
And you're, like, afraid to get injured again.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, eventually you find your groove and it's, like, you forget all about it.
Right.
But, yeah, I thought that was, like, they got that. To me, they got that feeling down completely.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, being skittish around your bad injury.
Right.
Especially an injury as bad as his that was like, hey, if you know, blow it out one more time, your soccer career is over. Well,
yeah, it's pretty much over.
And he's a cutie as well.
Yeah. His hair care routine, and I liked when he put on that headband thing, that one short.
That's pretty good.
He looked pretty cool with that headband.
I also liked the glam dude being like, oh, what conditioner do you use? He's like, the one that everyone uses in the... That's like, I don't know if you've ever seen that meme where it's like, me using like all this product and all that stuff, and it's like, the hair is all frizzy, and it's like, oh, my boyfriend using his 3-in-1 hair conditioner, shampoo, body wash, motor oil. And then it's like perfect hair.
Yeah.
All silky.
I've seen ones like that where it's like instead of like the 3-in-1, it's like just like regular hand soap.
Hand soap, oh my god. Yeah, it's all 4-in-1 motor oil. Yeah. Any other character? Nagi? Talk about Nagi. He's super cool.
Breaking away. Nagi's super dope.
Breaking away from.
You know, that's another thing that I really enjoyed. Huh. Yeah. Like, speaking on that, is like, I really enjoyed like the mixed match team ups. Like, I didn't expect that to happen. I thought it was just going to be Team Z, and that's it.
I thought that was also really tight. I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I really like Nagi. I really liked he was like, oh no, I want to try something different. Like, that's so cool.
Right. Like, his loss like sparked something in him.
Mm-hmm.
That he wanted to like try different things.
Same thing. Like the main character said, you know, he came to come and be better. You're not going to be better just sticking with what you know, right?
Yeah, doing the same things over and over.
That's so cool. I was like, how purple guy is just so bitter.
I know. Well, he made it through, so.
Yeah. He looks sad, too, when he made it through.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Is there anybody else that you're excited to see in the... From Team Z, at least?
Team Z?
Well,
I really like... Guy. I really like the big-eyed dude with the white and black hair.
Yeah, Gagamaru. He never scored a goal. He had, like... Three almost goals.
And I thought he did score one. I thought he scored one in early.
He kept hitting the poles.
Oh, but he was really cool. I really liked him.
Yeah.
I'm curious, the sharp tooth guy, also really cool.
Yeah. Is that Bakugo's voice actor? Oh, you didn't watch the subs.
I wouldn't know, but I do know what's his name? From the like 5 seconds I saw the sub, the one, the prodigy kid, that guy is played by Shigaraki, I'm pretty sure, by the villain from My Hero, the guy with the hand.
Oh, okay, definitely sounds like him, for sure.
Yeah, I forget, probably him. Is it Bakugo's voice actor, or Shigaraki that plays the guy in Haikyuu? Guy with the glasses. That's also Shigaraki's voice actor. You know what I'm talking about, right? The dude with the glasses.
The Bakugo's Japanese voice actor is the same as.
He's the roamer dude.
Yeah, the libero.
The libero, yeah. Okay, yeah. But you know which glasses guy I'm talking about, right? The one mean
from
one.
Haikyuu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that you wanted to cosplay as.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. That guy, I think, is also played by Shigaraki, if I'm not mistaken. Same voice actor. But anyway, long.
What about anybody from the other teams like that made it through? Nico,
Eyebrows. Maybe? He's pretty funny.
Eyebrows. Oh, the brother.
Yeah, both of them. Both the brothers. They're really funny.
Yeah, both of them are super cool.
Unfortunately, the one got kicked out. The one that talks for him.
Yeah.
And, that was
and then he has like a surprisingly deep voice.
Yeah.
And like very stern sounding.
Really good. Really, really funny. Glad they made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of anybody else. That one kid who you like. You can't see his
Nico's.
Eyes.
Yeah, Nico. Can't see his eyes.
That guy's cool. He reminds me of, I don't know if you remember him because it's been a hot minute since we covered My Hero, but that guy who kind of looks like Deku. He has a... what does he do? He has earth... he can cause earthquakes. If you remember, okay. He's in the provisional license exam.
Yeah.
He's dating the kaleidoscope girl.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I know who you're talking about. He's like from another school though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the kaleidoscope girl. She's like my favorite. She's so cool. her power's dumb. Anyway,
What's the joke girl's name? From My Hero.
Miss Joke. Miss Joke.
It's Miss Joke?
Yep, it's Miss Joke.
Anybody else? Anybody from Team V is Ryo and Nagi and
there's Glasses D. There is Ego and Henri.
Oh, yeah.
As well, we gotta mention those. Ego's really cool. He reminds me a lot of like a Danganronpa.
Monokuma?
Monokuma like villain. The voice in the sky kind of dude. Right.
Henri's super cool.
And then Henri, his assistant. She's super cool. I wish we got more time with her.
Yeah.
We had that really cool short with her. I wish we got more because she's adorable.
How do you like his name being Ego?
Literally it's Ego. Ego. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of lame, but, you know, it's fine. I'm not gonna complain. All right, Jay, any other character you want to talk about?
So the character that you like, his name is Shido from the New People.
Oh, okay.
The blonde. The one that I liked from all the new characters is the one that I noticed from the first episode, the pom-pom-looking hair one. His name is IG. His
name is Pom-Pom.
His name is Pom-Pom IG.
Gosh dang it. You gotta send me a picture of that guy. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay. I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Anything else you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
Man, I really enjoyed this, and I cannot wait for the second season.
Yeah, season two is going to be really cool. And my final closing thoughts of this for the wrap up is like, Through all the years that we've done sports anime, sports month, we've always said what makes a great sports anime is like an anime that makes you care about a sport that you don't really care about.
Right.
And I could not care about soccer. Soccer could disappear tomorrow and I'd be like, whatever. call me an American, I guess. But... I guess that can't be true either because their parents getting big in America as well now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. You know, it's another thing that I really enjoyed about this anime is there wasn't that too much of like explaining the rules or hand-holding about the sport.
Because everything
was kind of new.
Because it kind of assumes that you already know something about soccer. You don't gotta...
Yeah.
And then plus it's like... I do like it streamlines, like, we're not learning about, like, what a forward is and what a defenseman and what a goalie, all that stuff. And it's like, we just need what are they called? What's that position called, Jay?
A striker.
We just need strikers. Don't worry about everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, really fun. All right, Jay. Accessibility. Anybody can watch this.
I think there might be cursing, right? I think there's cursing in the sub.
Yeah, there's fan service as well.
Oh, yeah, Bachira is naked sometimes.
Some good old man service. as people like to call it. Is that really... I was telling my girlfriend about sports anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too far off track, but I was like, the one thing I love about good sports anime is the vague and sometimes not vague homosexuality in...
Yeah.
And
there's definitely a tinge of yaoi in it.
It's so fun, especially the whole idea of like, oh, come and get me, come and win me back. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my god. It's pretty good. A lot of beautiful boys in this anime as well.
Yeah, definitely some husbando contenders for
anybody,
sure.
Anybody from here making the list, Jay, do you think?
Chigiri probably.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty dope.
Chigiri, Bachira. I don't know if there's anybody else.
Pretty dope. All right, Jay, what's next?
Rewatchability.
Oh, and then you can watch it on Crunchyroll. Sorry, I forget that part accessibility. Crunchyroll, dub, and sub. Rewatchability?
All right, rewatch part of the first episode.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Think so. I think I could watch it again if like somebody I knew was interested in it.
I don't know. But
actually, you know what? I think I would. I would watch it again.
I'm not sure if I would or not. Even in that circumstance.
I think the only thing that like may deter me from like watching it again is just like knowing how much inner monologue there is.
Do you not like a lot of it? Do you not like it in this? It's like a classic sports anime in that.
Yeah. It's definitely, I don't know, I think it's a little heavy-handed with it, but it's definitely not a fault.
Right. A lot of exposition and explaining what's going on. Especially since there's like no third-party exposition. Like there usually would be.
There's like...
Guy in stands.
Just a ref. just a ref.
One of their friends in the stands.
Is the ref like Henri or is it...
It's a computer.
It's a computer?
It's an AI.
With a girl voice?
Yeah, it's an AI.
Okay.
It's a robot ref.
Robot ref.
Robot referees.
It's me, Mr. Referee.
Yeah, gosh dang it. What do you want for season 2, James?
I want to see what the shrine guy did to make it through. I want to see more combinations of different people together.
I want to see more death games.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm more weird, not soccer games.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer tangent games, I guess.
You know what's also really cool? I really enjoyed that they're practicing English in that I think it was the final episode.
It's the language of the world, Jay.
Yeah.
Language of the world. All right. Moment of truth, Jay. What do you give it?
Man, I gotta give this. I gotta go watch. It was super fun.
Same here. Gotta go watch. Very fun. All right, Jay. Now that we've harnessed our egos, what do you have for us next week?
So I was telling Aaron that I prefer how I pick this anime is basically I close my eyes and I ask my son to like tell me when to stop. And as I was clicking down a list of anime, and I landed on in the M's. So I'm picking My Clueless First Friend. Have you ever heard of this anime, Aaron? I think you showed this to me.
I think I showed you Dangers in My Heart. Which is also
and it's a similar.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it sounded from the concept sounded familiar to me.
It's not unique, Jay. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
The concept is not unique like, at all.
It's almost like Kimi no Todoke, but kids.
Yeah, it's
I'm hoping it's just a cute slice of life anime.
So we'll see. Pretty sure it's 12 episodes.
Yes. That's another thing I wanted was
12.
In the row that I picked, I think this was like one of two anime that were 12 episodes.
Oh god.
And I didn't want to pick a longer one.
Yeah, so this is 12 episodes.
Maybe I'll tell you the row that I landed on. Show you the options I had.
It's like, oh, bunch of horrible ones. But I was going to say, yeah, I think that was like a last season anime. I want to say.
It says it's 2023.
Yeah, like last season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, April. April to July is when it aired.
There you go. So, spring. So, yeah, excited to check it out. Crunchyroll.
Yep.
Hopefully it's dubbed so I can just cram it.
I think. I'll check right now after we're done.
It doesn't matter regardless. But
yeah, I'm sure we can blast through this one.
Yeah. I like doing it because I like watching dub anime at work. And so
okay.
I can drive around and not have to
listen still.
Yeah, not crash.
Not completely.
Because what'd you pick last week? Oh, Banana Fish. Yeah, because Banana Fish I couldn't even do at work because I...
It was sub only.
Yeah, sub only. But anyway, if you liked our review on Blue Lock, or you're excited for a review on my Clueless First Friend?
Yes, my Clueless First Friend.
Dang, got it right the first time. Don't expect me to get it right the next couple times. Go ahead, leave us a review, leave us a like. Follow us on all your major podcasting platforms and on Instagram. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. I think that's one too many ats in there. That's fine. Yeah, to the next one.
Yep. Everybody stay being an egoist.